In this world, nightmares lurk. They hide in our neighborhoods, walk our streets, wear our faces. But they are not us. They are the world's best kept secret, and we are gonna find them. Welcome to Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell.
Hello everyone and welcome. This is a Chronicles of Darkness tabletop campaign played in the Hunter the Vigil storyteller system. And last time we left our players trapped in an underwater amusement park for monsters. You all just discovered a self-destruct button on the park map while or shortly after Abernathy freed a slave, which he named after Mason, and Darla had a drink with a half-gorgon, half-gargoyle?
Sphinx.
Named Granite Garth.
Best name.
Had to go with the alliteration.
Granite Garth.
So,
can he be named Granite Garth Brooks, maybe?
No.
The Garth can be his middle name?
No, Trump's just
Garth.
I'm just saying, it just...
It's a very strong name.
I actually was naming him in honor of Garth Nix.
Oh!
Which I now realize was presumptuous and also rude, because this is such an insult to Garth Nix's work.
I guess this has nothing to do with anything he's written.
It has absolutely nothing to do with anything he's written.
So I don't know why you would
and
name
it's
it after him.
Complete and utter nonsense.
And
I don't get this reference.
It's because it's not a reference. This is like an anti-joke.
It's not anything. It was just, I was looking for a name and Garth Nix came to mind and I thought, what a good writer.
Truly the best intro for this episode.
Yeah, I'm just going to open up with you all and tell you the last two episodes and however many it takes us to get out of this hellhole.
We are finding that self-destruct button.
Made up on the spot, and I cannot explain why any of this happened.
Oh.
Buckle, real talk.
Yes.
GM to GM, friend to friend. Did you just need a nap when this happened?
During episode two, definitely. Episode one, I was very excited to waylay you with nonsense. Episode two, I thought, what have I done?
This is episode three where you hit depression, I think. And the next one is anger.
Bargaining.
Or is it bargaining?
It's bargaining.
Oh, we're going through those steps.
Mostly me bargaining with Mason, who immediately wanted to stage a coup.
Yes. Burn it down.
We need to free the slaves first, though.
Slave rebellion.
So,
rebellion.
With that in mind...
They can do that while it's burning down.
The table is yours. You're all in your room and at liberty to speak.
Oh my god, this is the best bed that's ever been a bed. Like, holy shit.
Yes, do we have any way of getting a lot of this stuff taken with us?
Well, I mean, they said I could keep the clothes, so I'm gonna do that.
I don't have a bag, so I think it's mostly going to be what we can take with us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm keeping this kimono.
Well, yeah, I'm going to just, before we leave, just put on all my clothes and take them with me.
So, while I've been kind of lying here enjoying the world's most perfect bed, like, oh my god, guys, I'm probably never going to sleep as good as I might sleep tonight. I had a bit of a realization that I kind of want to address real fast. Mm. If we hit that nuke button about this place, we're gonna have a lot of things pissed off at us.
Certainly.
Yeah, that's what I told you. We can't burn this place down because then everybody's gonna get mad.
Well, we can't burn this place down because it's underwater. That's the important thing.
But also people are gonna be pissed.
It's literally
built on...
It's literally built on slavery.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing.
Objectively, it's a bad place.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
No, this place is objectively evil.
I'm not saying that it's a good place or nothing, but I think we're going to be bringing a lot of things down in our heads if we burn it to the ground or burn it up to the ground or whatever we're gonna do.
I think
I just want on record, you all got mad at me when I wanted to run my car into an Elysium. This is that times 100. And also, these pillows, I want to marry this pillow.
Okay.
Like, this is my husband.
Okay, so, key distinctions is the Vampire Elysium didn't have human hostages inside of it. And
it had Darla.
Presently.
Yeah, I'm going to object because it had at least three humans in it. One of them being me.
Once we were outside.
And then one of them being you.
Yeah.
And then one of them being Wolf.
Okay, so the distinction is made. We were outside then. But we don't have the distinction of an escape route. We need to go talk to the Percys and see if we can get out that way. And if that doesn't work, we need to find some other way out because none of this discussion matters unless we can escape. Ethically, yeah. we should do what we can to free the humans.
Oh, no, I'm not arguing on that part, buddy. I'm completely down for freeing the people here. I just want on record, we are basically seeing the hornet's nest and going, hey, I have a pellet gun.
Mm-hmm. That's what I live for. So, well, we need to find
that's what we do
first.
Then,
yeah.
How about we approach this with a little more cunning? How about, and if we can help it, let's see if we can avoid us pushing the button. Let's see if we can find someone who will do it for us.
That would be optimal.
So we're going to brainwash some poor human?
No. Why did you go directly there, Miss Kate?
It just sounds like, you know, I don't know. You're...
You went right up the block to that shop and purchased three donuts and went back home.
I would never purchase carbs.
Okay, Darla, Darla, look me in the eye and say that again.
I would never purchase carbs.
You're rolling your eyes. Look him in the eyes, Miss Kane.
I don't, which one?
Hey, well, why don't we ask the people who got us the reservation?
Are they here? I thought this was a trip for you.
That's right.
Yeah, but someone set up this thing for me.
Wasn't it your changeling friends?
I thought it was the Spring Queen at first, but if this place is like a death trap sort of situation, maybe it's not.
I don't know, it sounds pretty in line with all the other stuff.
It did sound like they tried to get rid of you.
I don't know why, but sure, we can work with that.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's an option. Talk to them first, see if they can do something about it.
Or maybe, do you think this place, like... Okay, so you know how in sci-fi movies and their space, they have those escape pods that take them, you know, and when your ship is burning down and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they have, like, escape bubbles?
That would be important to know.
Because, you know, like...
But even if we do get back to the surface of this plane, it's still separate from the real world. So, we need to busy ourselves first, I think, with talking to his benefactor and then finding a way out.
Yeah. Hey, Buckle, Steven has a question.
Yes.
Would Wolf know if this is like the Hedge or Arcadia or something?
As a changeling, he'd probably be developing an intuitive sense of where he is exactly.
Does he know?
Feels like the Hedge.
Good to know.
It feels almost like an extremely renovated hollow.
Oh, that's just weird. That's weird.
It's like a 10-dot hollow.
Yes.
Oh.
But I'm not sure that he would have the word for it, but I do think the changelings have a certain precept of these concepts when they are turned.
Okay.
Alright, so I don't know if Wolf would know how to explain that, so I was probably just set on that.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. So how about just out of character, let's see if we can get a list of things together. One, we have Wolf, Contact, what should we call them? The Court?
Spring Queen.
Okay.
The Benefactor.
Queen / Benefactor.
So organized.
Is this even the same
thing? I love that it's not the joke episode that we get really organized.
Well, I'm trying to keep us on task.
A slave rebellion.
No, I like this. Please continue.
Okay, so, and then second thing we need to take care of is free slaves. And I think that us, that you remember the resistance groups that we saw having protests as we were coming in? Let's utilize that. So, utilize la resistance. And blow this motherfucker up for number three.
Yeah, and, save my heart from being eaten by a weird stone man.
Well, I think that'll take care of itself once we blow this, this, as I said, motherfucker up.
That was in the Darla voice. Mm-hmm. Was that in character?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Well, let's just go ahead and say this is in character. So point three, blow this motherfucker up.
Yeah, and have that stone man not eat my heart.
I assume the explosion that when we...
Nothing.
Sorry, yeah, hold on.
Did somebody accost you?
You know, accost is a strong word.
Who says that?
Mason does.
He can be taken care of when we blow this motherfucker up.
I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah, it's just a weirdo who said he was gonna take my heart.
Okay.
Literally?
So. I think it was literal.
Oh.
It sounded pretty literal. He said he didn't, you know, he only dealt literally. Like, he was incapable of figurative speech.
This is why I never make deals with changelings.
I didn't make a deal. I just wanted a free drink, right?
All right, but then, in the interest of safety, we should travel together so that you're exempt from this deviant for the time being.
Oh, deviant.
Well, I think we should just rile up the all the slaves and whatnot, let them know about the button, and ask for an early checkout.
I think we should just try to not have our hands in the pie, you know, because, like, I don't know about you, but firstly, I'm too drunk to do anything. But secondly...
You are useless right now.
I'm so useless. Secondly, I really, 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 really don't want to piss off all these incredibly powerful things and then have them come and bite us in the asshole. Like, we could get trapped in here, and we would never leave.
That's why our primary objective is finding an exit.
Yeah, maybe we should just leave.
Oh, that's right. I should write
that
down.
Can we just leave and then, like... Exit. Try and formulate a plan from the outside or something.
I don't want to come back here.
Can we just leave then?
No.
First things.
I mean, we don't even know how we got here in the first place. Coming back might not be possible.
We can just check out early and the Percys can take us back to your band and then we can leave.
Do you think this is Disney World?
We should find this out.
Yeah.
Let's find this out. Wolf, please, get in contact with your benefactors.
Okay. Now, million-dollar question for everyone. How?
I'm sure the concierge has a phone.
You should ask the person... Oh, I forget her name. No, I think it was just the attendant who brought us to our rooms if your benefactor's staying here so that you could thank them properly.
That's not a bad idea. All right.
And while he does that, the rest of us can look for a proper exit.
I don't think anyone should travel by themselves, but I would prefer that three of us are with Darla in case somebody comes to claim her physical heart.
Yeah, I don't want to get Indiana Jones, so...
Well, and Wolf kind of sits up from the bed and he really doesn't want to. Should... How about, since she's technically my wife for the weekend,
that's right. She, like, rolls over to Wolf and, like hugs him. And she's like, you're my husband. We got married. And these are
This is the darkest timeline. This is the darkest timeline.
Oh, guys, you gotta put on your outfits I picked out for you before we go back out.
Please, no.
What?
She, like, slingshots a thong at Mason.
Swats it violently from the air.
How red is his face?
The table.
That's very red.
Very deep red.
It's very.
All right, so you three are on find an exit. Darla and I will be on find benefactor. Ask a couple questions. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Looks for me.
Be safe.
This is the most organized we've ever been. Holy shit.
We're getting to be professionals, guys.
Yeah, we're goddamn professionals.
This is like a team-building retreat.
Oh my god! It's a leadership course.
We just have to have okay. A rope
Deanna, you're too... Who's Deanna? Darla, you're too drunk to be part of
no,
a leadership
retreat.
No, I want
to do a trust fall.
Absolutely not. You are just falling right
I'm
now.
I'm just doing that.
You actually are, in fact, doing a trust fall every other step or so.
Yeah.
And for the record, he's very trustworthy.
Aww.
This is why Aww. I married you.
We are not married.
This
that
is why
the,
I married
oh my God.
You.
Someone call my dad. He'd be so happy. I married
I'm
a
your
drunk.
Beard.
So, we'll go first to the concierge desk with Wolf and Darla.
So, I imagine Wolf is just kind of like a makeshift crutch for Darla yeah. right now.
Darla is a hot mess.
Darla's goal right now is to keep at a standing angle.
Yeah, and she's like makeup smeared, like a little sweaty. Like, it's not cute.
Excuse me.
Yes, hello, sir.
Yes, hi. I'm in James Wolfe in room number, because I can't remember right now.
Yes, yes, the room I never assigned, yes.
Yes, I would like to get in my benefactor, the one who made the reservation for me. Is it possible for me to get in contact with them, get a name?
Well,
a room
I would
number,
assume
perhaps.
You'd know who made your reservation, but we can get that name for you if that's what you need.
Oh,
I can't
thank
give you.
You
any credit information, but I can tell you. Yes, yes, okay. Here's the phone number. He gives it to you.
Okay. Does Wolf have a cell phone?
Does he? It's your character.
Yeah, I'm going to say Wolf has a cell phone.
I think you've used it in past episodes.
Yeah, if he doesn't, so. Darla certainly does.
So yeah, we're going to say he has one.
Okay, so... Holy shit, I have 4 bars. Wow. And Wolf calls a number.
Hello. It's the
hello?
It's the Spring Queen. You recognize her voice.
Oh, your highness? Is that necessary?
Oh, pardon me, just a second. a hand comes over the receiver part of the phone, and you hear the muffled click of heels as she walks down a hallway. You hear other people on telephones gabbing loudly in a call center-like environment. You hear several times, despite her efforts to obscure it, the very practiced, monotonous, "Hello, Children and Family Services." And then
oh, that's
she,
where she works.
Rounds the corner and pulls the phone up. How are you having it?
Well, this is a very different place. I thank you for getting me the reservation. Thank you. I wasn't expecting this at all.
Oh, I'm so very glad you like it. It's such a distressing time when you're, you know, stretching your limbs and finding out your auspices. And I just felt it would be such a better transition to do it in a place full of, well, people like us. Did the Thread Council talk to you yet, or is that scheduled for tomorrow?
Is the what?
The Thread Council, the Needle and Thread Counselor that I booked for you.
I guess that would be tomorrow. Listen, Your Highness, wait, why am I looking around? Everyone knows this here. This place is kind of ran on human trafficking.
Yes.
That's a bad thing!
Well, yes, but we're not doing it.
Yes, but we're... Yes, I don't even need a Chick-fil-A, though!
Sorry, Buckle needs a second. Okay.
If this wasn't an allegory before, it is now.
Now listen, I know it's an establishment run by the demons, and they're not generally the most savory lot, but I've heard...
Wait, demons?
Well, yes, I mean, obviously, they... They trade.
Oh my god! I thought I was being hyperbolic.
They trade in.
This place is literally hell.
Promises, yes, demons. I mean, we don't just go around enslaving people. Don't be ridiculous.
Considering how at least four other changeling I know were slaves, I fucking hope not God.
Oh yes, that would be ridiculously hypocritical of us. But I do think that it can be a good place to be in your early days. I suppose I should have thought about it a little more. I mean, it is a rather Las Vegas-like experience, but I just thought it would be very restorative, is all. I quite enjoyed my trip.
I mean, I do appreciate it. And Wolf kind of gets quiet for a second, then he's just like, fuck it, why not? I ran out of something earlier, like a day ago, and I didn't look like me anymore. I looked like how I look when I'm in your court.
Oh, you poor dear. You weren't feeding properly. Have you figured it out?
I mean, I know it feels good. I haven't figured out how to do it. Am I like a vampire? What? Why isn't there a book? We need a book on this shit. Actually, that's a terrible idea. No books.
Agreed, no books. But it is not dissimilar, but we don't harm anyone. We don't take anything. We just enjoy its presence. It sustains us.
And oh, God.
It is different for each one, which is why I thought it would be so valuable for you to be in a safe place with lots of different emotions flying around.
Yeah, you put that mildly.
Generally, listen, we feed on positive emotions in the spring, but some things are conflicted. Some good emotions don't come from good things, and I've known a changeling or two which fed off something which at first blush seems rather bad, so sometimes it's good to be in a place with all the good and all the bad until one knows themselves a little better. I only meant the best. I really hope this hasn't been a terribly dreadful experience.
No, oh God. Well, the only person here is my very, very drunk wife for the weekend.
Yeah, it's a very your long wife.
It's a very long story. So I can say it. Yes, I kind of actually like this place on a fucked up level. I'll be honest with you. But listen, I might have fucked up. My friends are here.
Oh, well, that would complicate things.
Yeah.
Are they human?
Yes.
That was very short-sighted. So I suppose they think they're slaves.
I've convinced them that they're free-range slaves.
Ooh, they won't let you go at the end of your reservation then. Drat.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, they have to sustain the workforce somehow. Humans have this terrible tendency to die. So, tell you what, I'll think on it and I'll see if I can come up with a good way. But in the meantime, you might do some looking around and see what means you can find yourself of getting out. I know there are only so many ways in and out, but it is a large system, and as we all know about large, complex systems, there's always little squeaky wheels in there that can be persuaded to possibly turn the other way.
Oh boy.
Oh, I'm so delighted. This will be a wonderful education for you. You see, all of life has connections, has seemingly unrelated circumstances, which when you pull one, have strange effects on the other, and it can be very educational to see how all the universe is wired together. You shall have to tell me how you get out, if you get out. If not, I suppose I'll place a call in a day or so at the end of your reservation, and we'll work out how we can get you out if you haven't already.
Your Highness, one quick question before I let you get back to work and let me get back to figuring out how to get out of here. Is this part of a test?
Whatever for?
Jess, I've been hanging out with some people lately. I don't know what's going on. Never mind.
Oh, no, 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 right. No, 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 no. It's all meant to be fun. I would never do anything to hurt you. You're one of my own.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I just feel dreadful. I've put you in this awkward position. I really did only mean for you to have a good getaway.
No, no, this is, trust me. I know when something's my fuck-up. This is definitely a wolf fuck-up.
Well, be sure to, fill up while you're there. We don't want you dropping your glamour in public.
Yeah, that's... that would be bad.
And don't leave right. until you figure it out. You really won't find a better place with such a plethora of flavors around you. You really ought to do your work while you're there.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Your Highness.
All right. You take care now. Bye-bye.
So we're fucked? Is that what she said?
We're not fucked, We're not fucked. And wait, were you listening on my phone call?
You're talking out loud, so obviously I'm going to hear it. Not like I can turn my ears off.
Yeah, but, never mind. Okay, let's just hope the boys are doing better than us.
That's the perfect thing.
Right. You're welcome.
Where are we? At which point it cuts
out
to
of the park.
It cuts to Abernathy just tugging up his thong and just a little bit of old man belly, just kind of like
jiggling.
It's like snap. All right, suit up.
Why is he still wearing the thong?
He's wearing the kimono over the thong. He's doing what he was told to do. Yeah. Unlike the other two.
No. No, absolutely not.
Mason, a thong was provided to you.
No.
Sorry, I had a large lunch.
I'm putting on my gear.
Would it make you feel better if JD did it?
I don't even have a kimono.
But you do have a thong, he says, dangling it in front of him.
Do I? Shoots it out the window.
Lands on some unsuspecting kid.
Mommy? Just anyone's luck, it's like a kid vampire. It's like actually like a 45-year-old chain smoker.
God damn it, not again.
What the fuck? Who the fuck is flinging thongs around?
Sorry.
Or it just kicks off kind of beach volleyball party, you know. Sets things off right.
I feel like they're being pretty normal around here.
I'm glad we're getting
thongs just fly out the windows and land on
people.
It's
like catching a bouquet at a wedding. Five people fight over it.
It's just a bunch of people sighing like, circle vampires.
The thing I'm excited for is the janitor who's like depressed sweeping a pile of thongs down the city streets.
Everyone battens down when the devas show up.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Sweeping a thong, I'm sweeping a thong.
Scruffy right, works
so
hard.
In whatever you choose to wear in your excursions as free range slaves, where do you go after?
Well, we should speak with the Percys. They owe us their lives.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yes. Yeah, we did.
They were to be dismembered if we didn't reflect fondly on
that's
them.
Right. That's right. Let's see if we can at least reserve a. Let's see if we can reserve something ahead of time. So let's go find the valet. Yeah.
Okay. So you find. Well, first you'll have to ride the monorail, which is a very awkward experience. Because they ask for your master's permission slip, which you have to forge, but you do get through.
We don't have to roll for it.
No, I'm just gonna speed on through that.
Okay.
And that leads you to the roped in area where you first checked in with the valet stations.
All right.
The trouble is that whatever manner of creature the Percys were, all of the valets are that race, and they are all pretty much homogenous. They all look rather the same. So you're going to have to ask the valet or make a very difficult investigation check to find the right ones. Well, they wear uniforms.
The good news is that they told us they were the only pair of Percys, and it had taken them quite some time to actually form a pair, so... somebody would surely be able to distinguish them.
Easy, then. Excuse me, Percy! He shouts just down the line, see if anyone turns their heads.
No one immediately turns their heads. Well, other than just people reacting to the sound, but no one like, oh, pick me. Like, so, you don't see that.
All right. Does there seem to be a person in charge of all this,
or a head squid?
There is a sort of kiosk with a couple of those little globby creatures shuffling around papers.
Abernathy will approach and get and like ding ding the little bell there.
Oh, hello, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. I would like to see if we could get the services that we...
Pardon me, I've got a cold.
It's all right. I was wondering if we could render the services of the same valets that that brought us here. Speaking on behalf of my master, of course.
All right. He takes up a quill, an actual feathered quill, and, like, swishes it around and looks down at a notepad and he goes, what was your original voyage number?
I don't remember the voyage number, but I can recall the name of our of those who brought us here.
All right. What was your pair name?
Well, one was named Percy, and the other was named Percy.
Perfectly average, sir.
he sort of nods and goes, "I know the Percys. They're good chaps."
They are. That's why we wanted to use their services once again. Will they be available sometime the next, oh, say, few hours to the next day?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, sir, but I know who could. And he jumps off of his very tall stool. It's like twice as tall as he is with a bounce. And pulls out a absolutely massive, like almost as big as he is, massive ledger that he thumps on the top of the desk and then scurries up the ladder on the side of the stool.
I love this world. It's so like Jim Henson.
Plops on it, throws the book over with a big cloud of dust. Which is funny because
underwater.
It's underwater and it hasn't been put away very long ago.
This is SpongeBob rules.
This is the air water. I don't know. No,
they're
this
in
is
the water,
water
this time.
This
yeah.
is the water water, not the air
it's
water.
It's the Kool-Aid water.
It's we're
so
we're,
no. It's a dust of bubbles.
Yes,
it's bikini bottom
bubble
rules.
Yeah, it's bikini bottom. Yeah. So and then he takes his quill and he goes down the line of voyages. So what was your party name again?
Wolf. Yes.
Wolf, arg, wolf. All right. Yes, the Percys. All right, yes. I see your voyage here. All looks legitimate. Let's see, they've had 4 journeys since your arrival, and it seems they'll be available just after dinner time today.
Excellent. And what time is it now?
It's currently mid-morning, sir.
Excellent. This should all work out just fine. Thank you very much. And what was your name?
Oh, Reginald, sir.
Reginald.
Yes, I'm not likely to ever get my own vessel.
Reginald, you have been very helpful. I would expect you to have your own vessel sometime in the next, century.
Oh, if anyone ever names a boy Reginald in this day and age.
Well, I think we know how to fix this problem.
Oh, girl, I'm not discriminatory, you understand?
No, of course not. Well, at any rate, Reginald, hold on,
anyway,
I'm writing that
he turns
down.
Around a little...
Why don't you promise him that one?
He turns around a little analog clock that's actually just divided into quarters of mid-morning, mid-afternoon, after-dinner, night. And he points at after-dinner with the end of his very wet quill.
So we're here now, and just on the other side of the clock, that's when they'll be available.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
All right.
Good then.
Let's, all right, now I've got an idea. Let's use that map.
Are we walking away?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
we're talking about right in front of Reginald.
I'm in front of Reginald. Yeah, I'm
in front of my salad. But as we're walking away, Abernathy says, "All right, now that's one thing down. All we need to do now is look on the map and see how quick we can get from here to the room with the button and see how quickly we can go there."
You said you spoke with. Slaves who protest their work here?
Yes.
Are you familiar with any of them?
One.
Okay.
I managed to sort of happen into the possession of one. I freed him immediately. Don't give me that look.
This is a strange place, and strange things happen here. Yes.
I agreed.
Yes.
He was a prize in a carnival game.
So while this is happening, you all have gone through the line, gotten on the bubble rail, and ridden back to the amusement park side of the establishment.
The door slides open as you complete this conversation, and as you step out onto the loading dock of the bubble train, you hear the rabble rousing cries from all around this seedier part of the park. And Abernathy, you hear a somewhat familiar voice as Mason 2 shouts, "Down with the patriarchy!"
That's my boy. Yes! And as they go by, he just like pumps his fist like, "No justice, no peace! Yes!"
Stonewall was a riot.
It was.
Yeah, he is clad in the stolen side of a tent, which is pink and yellow harlequin print. He's turned it into something of a toga, and above his head, he hoists 2 empty beer steins.
Huh. Why are they empty?
Because he drank them.
Oh, okay. So he's just having fun. Don't go to a protest drunk. That's bad.
We will not be held down any longer. We will not be subjected into cages. No.
Okay, he's right, but...
Okay, we need to find a sober member of this organization, and... do you know that one? Is that the one?
No.
No?
Oh, hey, that's him! That's the guy I told you about!
I've never seen you before in my life, you drunkard.
The crowd as a whole turns, and he goes, "That's the hero that freed me and saved my life and gave me my auspicious name, Mason 2.
He's obviously mistaken. Look at him. He's drunk.
looks at Abernathy.
Did you name your
slave Mason 2? He looks over.
What was that name again, son?
He looks to a man beside him in a similar state of dress and health, and he says, I'm so glad you came back, because I wanted to tell you that you're my inspiration. I've been playing games all night, winning everyone I could. I want to introduce you to some guys."
Oh, no.
This Mason 3, no. wave for me. That's Mason 3. Mason 4. Yep, he's a tall one. Mason 5. He just continues.
What? Wolf isn't even there. Wolf isn't even there. And he just has that feeling of, "I'm going to have a talk with somebody about something soon. Either someone's traumatized or someone just realized something about themselves. Either way, I'm going to have to start charging."
What did you do?
I freed a man, Mason. I did what I should have done.
A disturbed man in a disturbed place.
You see, I thought you would be honored.
I hope that they can live successful lives out of this place.
I hope so too. You know, this could be opportunity knocking.
I hope that it is. Speak to them?
Did you have something that you wanted to say?
You seem to have about, I don't know, how many are there? In the rabble.
And over here, this one I didn't actually free. These 3, they were actually by Mason 4. He's been doing good work since he got out. These are Mason 15, 16, and 19, because there is no 18. We just lost track for a little while.
So you seem to have anywhere between, 19, 18 to, 30 or so brothers in arms.
Masonettes.
Okay, so we've got, we've got forces.
Now listen here, I won't hear any more of this rabble-rousing nonsense. From the steps of the casino, which you now realize belatedly is nearby, steps Granite Garth. He's in a new suit, though none of you met him last night, so you don't know that. And a very smart top hat. No, a trilby.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Ew.
Boo.
Yeah. Well, how dare you call me out like this? Yes, I had a trilby phase. I'm very ashamed of it.
I could do better. But he steps down with his hands in his pants pockets and looks between everyone. Come on now, out. Out you get. You're damaging our enterprise. Out with you. You don't have to, you know, you can't tell us what to do. We're free men. That's right. We're Freemasons. We're not going
anywhere.
Oh, my God!
You were sitting on that one.
Not one of you people.
You were holding on that one for a week.
Oh, so many
times. Oh, my God.
I can't believe I got away with that.
You got away with it.
You guys always catch me when I'm trying to do something.
You got it. Okay. Wow.
I've been murdered. I'm a dead man.
My blood is on the ground.
The Freemasons will not be suppressed. We have a sacred mission. We will carry it out.
I know nothing about the Scottish Rite.
Neither do I.
Okay.
leans over to Mason. Lead your people.
All right, that's quite enough. So Granite Garth waves his hand, and from inside the casino come a bunch of very large men in suits of various races, with nightsticks and riot masks. Not the rest of the gear, just those.
Just the masks. Completely naked, otherwise.
It's suits. They're wearing suits.
Okay.
They're wearing one of the... Oh, no.
The standard issue thongs.
Yeah, the all the discarded thongs that get used, they get recycled.
So they have riot masks, batons, and suits. This is a grindcore cover.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
The Scruffy cares about the environment.
And they do succeed in herding the crowd away. Slowly. You're all kind of in the mess of this potentially riot forming.
Yeah.
Should we
What? I can't hear you over the sound of this ruckus.
Should we do something?
It seems that I think that we'd be able to point them into a better position.
I don't think that there are any among them that could lead them to the position.
Let's see what they're like sober.
Okay.
So you're going to move along and try and reconnect with them later.
Right. Let's see if we can do that.
All
right.
And in the face of resistance, a lot of the crowd does disperse.
They're resilient. They'll get back together.
Yeah, a fight does not occur, which does mean that they should be fine to fight another day. So let's go back to Darla and Wolf. After your call, what do you have any plans that you would like to pursue? Or maybe try and regroup?
Well, you probably want to meet up with the boys, but Darla's very drunk and Wolf is kind of feeling some type of way about this whole situation.
Oh, wait, you know what? I told them it was mid-morning. So, like 10, 11 a.m. So, I think I actually snuck in a time skip there on accident.
Okay.
So, let's say that the phone call and all this happened after you all slept. So, Darla is, or maybe you did the phone call last night and then slept, and then they all went.
In that case,
so she's not drunk anymore.
Fashion damage.
Oh. And I get a willpower back.
Yes. Thank God. Yeah. Everyone do your standard daily healing.
Well, thank God. I have willpower now. That I could.
Yeah, that's why I thought I would bring that up, because A, that was my mistake, and B, you guys need that anyway.
And I don't do... I picked a virtue and vice that don't get willpower often, so...
Okay. Accidental time skip. Woo!
Woo!
Alright.
How much willpower do you get back for sleeping?
We've been doing one.
Yes.
Oh.
So then... Do you all go and meet with them back in the room, or?
Well, we didn't time out how long it takes us to get from the self-destruct button to the front door.
Right. So you're all going to finish your walk then.
Yeah. Let's finish that walk and how long is that?
What you find is that it takes you. I mean, how exact are you? Like looking at a watch or something, or are you just kind of like ballparking it?
Oh, we should look.
Like,
at
are you
watch.
Are you like Ocean's Elevening this?
Well, I'm definitely. JD's definitely not exacting it.
I'm sure between Mason...
I bet Abernathy would.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So correcting for the amount of time that we spent at the in that with that rabble at the casino. Yeah, we're going to Just, like, let's see how fast a brisk walk takes us.
All right, so at a brisk walk, it takes you about 30 minutes. But a solid 8 of those minutes are the bubble train.
Okay.
And that is a significant detail that you do need the bubble train to be working in order to make this trip.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that is one risk factor that you would be very aware of after this walk, that you are relying on the self-destruct button not happening instantly and shutting down everything.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because you do need parts of the park, i.e. the bubble train, to still work in order to get to your getaway vehicle.
I'm going
to
go out on a limb here and say that that one big red button doesn't blow everything up instantaneously. But we'll find out.
You don't know.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know until you press it. It's a changeling
place.
In the immortal words of Cole, how do you know?
All right, then. Okay. So let's report back. Let's tell Mason. Or sorry, no. Let's tell Darla.
Which one?
I already apologized. And I still did the right thing.
You did.
What would you have named him?
Something that... Opiates from the Himalayas do a hell of a thing to a person.
They do. That has nothing to do with this conversation.
Let's just go.
So anyway, we report back and tell them just that everything that happened on our little excursion.
So you're saying that you named a bunch of rabble-rousers Mason 2?
I named one Mason 2. He continued the tradition with other people that he went on to free.
So let me get this straight. You were put into a borderline pseudo-paternal situation, and the first thing you did was name him Mason 2.
Yes.
That makes it seem a lot more...
Does that mean that Mason 1 is the prime Mason?
He would be Mason Prime, yes.
Oh my god, there's so much to unpack here, we do not have time.
I feel intensely uncomfortable.
Yes, you should. This is horribly uncomfortable for everyone involved. Especially you.
I mean, in a sense it is...
So you're a
buddy, it's
leader?
Like naming your dog.
Yeah.
You're the leader of the Freemasons?
Are you calling those people dogs?
No, I'm just saying. It's kind of like, oh, hey, here's something I have to take care of. I will name it after someone. You know what? I'm not going into this. We don't have time for this today. Let's schedule an appointment later. Okay, everyone? Okay. Moving on. Real quick. We cannot blow this place up.
Why?
That's ridiculous, Dr. Wolf.
I agree. We should definitely have somebody else blow this place up.
Nope.
Well, we have a band of Masons that would be probably willing.
We should let the Freemasons do
it. No, Darla, we have a mass of Masons.
They're the Freemasons.
Oh my god, I love this.
I always prefer the plural.
We have to get you out of anything else.
What do you mean? That's the plan, isn't it?
Yes.
We talked to the Percys and they're available right after dinner.
Okay, great. That's great. If we use them, they will happily let me out. Are you following?
The implication is that they wouldn't let us out.
Bingo.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Like, what kind of theme park allows you to bring slaves and confiscate your slaves? That doesn't make any sense. Who does that? That's not how, like, capitalism works.
Okay.
I think.
That is more or less how capitalism worked for a very long time. But more importantly, we are looking at a situation here where you guys are viewed as, I don't know, arcade tokens... And I will trade you in for a, I don't know, finger trap at the end of this or something. So we need to find a way around this to get you out.
Well, I'm your wife.
Like, that needs to be top priority right now.
At this point, the hotel phone rings.
Click. Hello?
Hello. Is Miss Darla there?
Darla shakes her head.
This is her husband, good sir.
Oh, I see. Understandable. I was just calling to let her know that the vouchers she requested for the casino have been approved, and they are on their way to your room. Compliments of the director of the casino. Do feel free to exchange those tokens however you like.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Click. Darla, what the fuck?
I don't even know what that means!
Is that on speakerphone?
No. Oh. No, it's literally just he hangs up and goes, Darla, what the fuck?
I don't know, I didn't request anything. I was really drunk, I don't remember.
How much did you drink?
I don't want to answer that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, someone's sending vouchers from the leader of the casino.
Oh, yeah, he did say that he was the head of the casino guys.
Who said that?
What's his name?
Granite Gar.
And I am vindicated in not having the worst naming idea.
No, 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 you are not. There is no way around it. You named someone Mason, and Wolf just gestures to Mason Prime. Yeah.
No, don't call me that.
Yes, you made a really sequel. Dumb name.
Anyone
you
that,
made a sequel.
That wants to can roll wits intelligence or wits.
Wits intelligence?
Yeah.
Wits intelligence.
Roll something.
To see if you put together that the guy who was important and came out of the casino might just be the director of the casino, Granite Garth.
Wolf has zero reason to roll that.
Four successes.
That would be two for me.
So two. Abernathy works it out.
Three.
You already know, Darla.
I assume you describe him.
And Mason works it out. The twos in the room do not.
Look, he looked rich, okay? You can't help a lady when she's inebriated and interested in money, all right?
Oh, my God.
Was he also so wearing
a
suit and very
stone features,
yes?
Yeah.
Surrounded by men in inappropriate riot gear.
Well, you know, the riot gear is a surprise.
All right. Well, we've already made I'm not sure if I'd call it enemy, but it's certainly a dangerous individual.
Well, he said he wanted to take my heart and not in a, like, it didn't give me, like, warm, fuzzy, romantic feeling. He's incapable of hyperbole. Well,
why does he need a heart?
I don't know. I have literally no idea what that could even mean. I'm assuming he's gonna eat it, but that's just because I've watched too many movies.
So, we need to get out, or know a way to get out. It's even higher priority, and we're not gonna be able to use the boat to do that.
Well, if we start a riot, I don't know that they're gonna have time to say who gets on a boat or not.
Yeah. So the starting point would be to confiscate the monorail and get all of the
Masons.
Other people onto the docks so that they can have a riot there and we can leave from that point. Confiscate all the boats, just get out.
But who's to say the Percy are even going to launch their boat if there's a riot breaking out on the docks?
They might be persuaded as well.
What do we got this Garth guy to do it?
Why would he want
a riot?
A riot.
No, not a riot. He might have a boat, like a direct boat out of here.
Are you saying I should try and see if we can sneak our way onto his private boat where he may steal my heart out of my chest and then eat it in front
of me? No. Honey, sweetheart, boobala, love of my life, the future, and Wolf is just going whole hog on this. The future bearer of our beautifully hairy children.
Yeah.
Our representation of heterosexual majesty. No. I'm gonna be an angry husband.
Okay.
I like
And I'm going to demand a boat.
As compensation?
Is that I'm worth to you? A boat? Are you going to trade me for a couple of
Darla, you're worth a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to me right now.
After all the years that we've been together.
How nice is the boat?
I hate every single person in this
whole
room.
Conversation has turned into a t-shirt that you can buy at a tourist trap.
When one of you dies, you need to come back as a woman just so you and Darla can commiserate.
I was once sold for
She's the one who insisted she was my wife. She walked into this one.
Listen, I just didn't want to be a slave, all right? I think everybody can attest. If JD didn't want to be a slave, he could have been your wife, too.
So I have a far-fetched but working theory that changelings can, so some have this skill set, some don't, move around through the physical plane very quickly. Maybe they're opening portals. Is there any chance the Spring Queen might be able to impart that knowledge upon you?
Yes.
And then we could just leave?
I mean, listen, we... Wait a second. And Wolf throws open the front door of their hotel. And he throws open the front door, then he goes back to his pile of clothes that he came in, and he pulls out a baggie from his back pocket. All right, everyone, give me a lot of room. This is either going to be a huge mess, or it's going to be very disappointing.
Are you about to do a lot of cocaine?
No, good God, no, it's my car.
Oh.
Your car?
Remember he put it in the lunch baggie? It crumpled up?
Oh.
I thought he was just going to go Scarface, like lost his mind for a second, but hey, this is better.
That's, I don't know how well old Fleetline vans float, Dr. Wolf.
Do you think it would float? Should we do this on the balcony?
I don't.
I mean, listen, you're all breathing underwater, and I don't have gills, and that seems to be working out pretty damn well.
Drive to the surface?
Why the fuck not?
I don't feel good about that working at all.
Does it
seem doable?
How
steep is the incline?
I remember a mechanic being brought up in a previous game where, say, a character loses a resource. They would be able to regain a resource of equal number of dots.
Yes, the conservation of experience.
Yeah. Right. We could totally sacrifice that cool ass truck and get a boat.
I mean,
that seems a little meta, but yeah, I want to see where this is going.
We can cut that out.
I want to see what he's doing here.
I have this concern that there's the part where mechanically vehicles like. The van don't work underwater.
Yeah, there is that.
So, Buckle.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on about 3 experience points right now, right?
Yes.
Yes.
How about I cash those in for a Fey mount?
What's that?
It's a Fey mount. I don't know,
but
mount.
It sounds cool.
It's a Fey mount is more or less a fairy bullshit vehicle. Like Baba Yaga's car, or Baba Yaga's house, or perhaps, I don't know, the mystery machine that doubles as a boat.
No. You know, I can't stop you.
Yes, you can. You're a storyteller. You can simply go, no, that's stupid. I hate that.
It would be mean to stop you.
This whole arc has been ridiculous so far. Let's not stop now.
I'm not here to kill anyone's boner. So do you open the plastic bag or not?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I need you all to be honest. Who rolled down their windows when you got on the bridge?
I did.
I remember one was down.
That was mine.
All right.
Rolling it down to what?
Just if it was open or closed. But that's all I need. I just need to know if anybody had it.
I think, considering the kind of van this is, it probably only has the front two.
So, you open the plastic bag and you slide the crunched, tiny vehicle out. And what happens is, as it grows, the pressure inside that vehicle builds and sucks the water in the room into the van, through the open window. And then once it's full, it actually continues growing and getting rounder and rounder until it bursts like a bubble. And inside is a tiny, adorable cat bus with blinking eyes.
Tiny?
It looks up at you and goes, meow.
We're not going inside.
Okay,
that
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that.
What? The hell is that?
Where's the wizard wagon?
I got a cat?
It wheels its way up to your feet. It is about the size of a cat, but it is clearly a bus. And it meows pathetically and waves its tail. Running a little.
I guess I pick it up.
Figure eights between your legs.
But.
Does it get any bigger?
It's meowing pathetically. It looks hungry.
I pick it up. Do we have any leftover caviar from yesterday?
You have tons of leftover caviar because it refills every time it's empty.
screw. Hold it out.
The cat licks hesitantly, and then it seems to like the taste, and it just stuffs its entire head in the jar and eats. And as it eats, it grows larger and larger until its head is stuck in the jar. And then it keeps eating until its head is large enough to burst the jar.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
And you soon have a full-sized bus inside of your room.
What are the consequences of breaking open a jar that refills every time it's full?
It just cascades limitless amounts of caviar.
Question.
All right, we gotta go.
Question. If we think this constitutes an integrity check...
The cat is still eating, by the way. It's still getting bigger.
Jesus Christ.
No. That's a bad Merlin. That's a bad... No, Merlin. No. You've had enough, Merlin.
That's already a good named name for a cat bus.
Cat vehicle?
It rumbles. Its engine revs in a growl.
Oh, it's purring.
No. And I bop it on the nose. I have to establish dominance.
It's rear view mirrors that look like cat ears swivel back. And there's like a raised fin on the back of the or on the top of the van that puffs up like a rough.
Darla is going to start grabbing all of her new fabulous fae clothes and aggressively start grabbing them.
Sure. Throw them in the trunk.
Yeah.
She's gonna pause for half a second because that's the ass end of the cat. And sort of look it in its back window and then look at Mason and then like. Pop it open.
Is there a handle?
Yeah, it's a sides open door like a lot of vans are. Okay. It's like two halves that interlock.
I'm kind of imagining like you know how in anime when they draw a cat butt, it's a little X. So it's just like a little X.
Well, that's just it. Is the handles are each one half like one of the V halves of the X.
Oh, I hate this.
You have to grab its actual butthole to open it.
And the tail. Does come up from the ridge on the roof, so it is above the doors when you open the doors.
There are these two little outward facing dents on the back, so it's just like a little like little kitty balls.
Okay, that's a little
thank
far.
You.
That's
a bit much.
We're just talking about reaching.
That's non canon. That's non canon.
Yeah, I really thought the butthole was too far.
All right. Well, Darla is gonna let that pass over her like a bad fart, and then just shove as much of that clothing as possible into the back of this car.
So, did the waters do this?
Yes, it was the waters.
And I'm going to assume that that's because it was a mundane item and prone to magical effects.
Yeah.
Not like the rest of us normal humans who are totally not all changelings now.
No, it was because you spent experience points, Garrett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
No, seriously. This happened because Steven had a lot of experience points that he wasn't sure what to do with, so now we have a cat bus.
It's called a Deus Ex experience point.
I'm going to say, with the hand wave of God, that it was because Steven is now a changeling, and this bus had a lot of his energy on it, so when his energy changed, it became susceptible to magic effects.
Yeah.
Also, there is a mechanic in Changeling the Lost where if you leave something kind of mundane in the hedge long enough, shit gets weird.
I think you could make an argument that it's a bit like a animal familiar or something, just the Changeling version.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna go and once this is finished, I cannot wait to add Feymount to Steven's little docket up there.
Cat bus.
Cat bus.
Merlin. Name Merlin.
Merlin, the cat bus.
Merlin.
Merlin is such a cute name.
Are there doors on the side? Can we...
Yeah, it has standard slide open doors.
Is it violent right now, or does it seem to calm down a bit?
Well, now that Steven is petting it, it's rather calm, although it's perturbed by what you're doing on the back end.
Yeah, Wolf too.
Is just
holy
kind
shit.
Of petting it and doing baby talk. He is like...
How big is this right now? Is this a full-size
yeah,
bus
it's a full-size
right
size
now?
It's like bigger than a normal-size full-size bus. You could stand up in it easily.
So I have a question. Maybe,
I thought it was like a short bus.
Maybe this is going to be a stupid question.
Actually, that's a good comparison. It is like a short school bus.
Okay, so it's like nice. Yeah. Okay.
So I have a question, and maybe this is a stupid question, but how are we going to get this out of this room? Are we just going to drive through the wall?
We got to stop it.
I mean, at this point, I assume absolutely nothing.
Wait, guys, let me try something. Let me try something. Merlin, drink.
It does shrink. It continues to go until you tell it to stop.
Stop, Merlin. Perfect. Good boy. Who's your good boy?
Well, that's it's right. A cat, so it doesn't visibly react to your praise, but it also doesn't leave.
it also doesn't leave.
that's how you read cats.
Do we need to solve this caviar problem, or you should probably?
Yeah, that's the janitor's problem in my book.
So
I have a cat.
So that's
now.
Really cool. What can this cat bus do for us?
Well, I mean, listen, I don't. No, if we're in the hedge, but we're definitely close enough, and this is a magical form of transportation. Hell, if you guys are fine just bailing... And he holds up the cat again, and the Rafiki holding Simba pose.
Yeah, let's go.
Does it still have, like, little wheels?
Yeah, it does have little wheels.
Oh, that is the best.
But the, what are they called on the side of the tires?
Siding?
Hubcaps.
The hubcaps have little cat paws on them.
Oh, that's adorable. That's kawaii as shit.
I want 9 of them.
Yeah, really.
All right, well,
put this in the store.
Let's take them outside and expand them again, and then let's fucking get out of here, because I don't want my heart eating. Let's go.
There are two things that I think we should do. One, let's see if we can incite the Masons to riot.
Let's give them the map.
Yes, and that was my other idea. Yeah. Give them the map so that they know where the self-destruct button is.
Nobody suggested that so far. Nobody.
I mean, that's solid.
Nobody at all has suggested that so far. Not a single person.
I'm glad I thought
JD.
Of it then.
Well then, let's fucking do it then, alright? Just do the thing, and then let's go. I don't want to be a part of it, I don't want to know about it. Just do it.
JD, I just want to make it clear. I only liked your idea once I had it.
Thank you, JD.
Sorry, no, I take that back. That was not in character.
No, I like
no,
it.
No, that was in character. You used the voice and everything.
Locked
sir.
In, buddy.
I like their developing right.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it.
Okay.
Well,
okay, let's go it started.
All right.
Is there any folding chairs anywhere?
Yeah, there's folding chairs all over the poolside.
Okay.
Well, the mud poolside. Whatever it's actually
is there anywhere?
Of.
JD's going to retrieve one.
All right.
And he's just going to be carrying it around until they go to start the riot.
Okay.
Is there anywhere we can
is
go
this
to
gonna be a Boondocks joke?
Figure out how to use your magical car, cat? We should probably do that.
Don't call it that.
Magical car cat?
Yeah, don't call
oh
it
Oh my that. God, Garrett, I can smell the gray face paint from here.
Oh, shut up. Neither of us.
Yeah, really, neither of you can talk.
Yeah, neither of you can talk.
Oh, no, I was Fat Aridin on 4chan for a half second there, buddy. I don't get to talk ever.
Poor buddy.
But,
moving on.
Wow.
Hugs, 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 sorry.
It was just 4:13, Jesus.
All right, let's go.
Guys, I actually don't think I should go just yet.
Why?
This is a place where I can learn to do what I can do. I'm not saying I'm going to leave you guys. I'm just going to go for, like, a weekend.
So are you just going to stay and then we're going to leave? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, I can leave whenever I want. I can come back. And just getting you out of here is kind of my top priority right now.
Well, we're also thinking we want to start a riot so that the slaves might free themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think you exactly want to be around for that bit.
Well, maybe I could start the riot while you guys are gone.
Okay. Then you're gonna need this. And he hands you a folding chair.
Why do I need a folding chair, JD?
You'll know what to do when the time comes.
I really won't.
You'll know what to do. Well, trust me.
You ever seen WWE?
Well, here's the map.
Thanks.
Let's figure out how
to... You see, JD, we had a plan that was discussed. So in context, this exchange makes perfect sense to me.
Right, so let's...
Okay, just make...
Get the human contents of the party out of here.
All right, Merlin.
Meow.
Hold up. Wolf goes to the fridge in the hotel room. Is there some leftovers or something?
Are you looking for food?
Yes.
There's caviar everywhere.
Well, because the cat is already eating the caviar again.
There's so...
we have quite literally an endless supply of caviar.
Yeah, it's up to our knees now, so we can't...
We're actually on a time limit here.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't have time for a long goodbye. Let's just say it that way, because we will literally drown.
I opened the window. Stop being dramatic.
The caviar starts floating
like a waterfall.
Like horrifying dust motes.
Okay, so we feed Merlin some of the caviar.
He gets however big you want him to get.
Perfect. All right, Merlin.
Now,
do you know where home is?
He hums his engine and drives a circle around you.
Oh, that's really cute.
That's a yes. All right, Merlin, I need you to take my friends home. And then come back here, okay?
The windshield wipers go back and forth.
Aren't they like cat slit eyes that go back and forth?
They're like the bus style, like, drop down from the top and over.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that a yes, Merlin? We just met. Still learning here.
It does it again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh. I'll see you guys in a day, all right?
Be safe.
Don't forget to stop.
I'm going to learn how to do this shit willingly and cause a riot. So I'll be great.
Well,
this is going to be super.
So if we don't hear from you in like 2 days, you're dead, right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm super dead.
Okay.
If I'm not back in 2 days, I'm super
dead.
Well,
okay, a little bit of advice from me. Even if he looks rich... Probably not a good idea.
I'm a one-woman man. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody says that until there's enough money on the table. But listen.
Oh my god, Darla.
So listen, not worth it.
All right.
Life advice from Darla Kane.
All right, I'm going to get on the bus. I'm going to sit in a shotgun.
Of course you are.
Does anybody... Does somebody have to drive the bus?
What is the...
Merlin, do you drive you? Or does somebody drive you?
Yeah, what does the interior of Merlin look like?
Well, right now, it's all wet.
Ew.
Wet cat.
And very warm.
Ew.
It smells distinctly of wet cat. But it does have very stylish black leather interior with nice orange tabby cat stripes. Otherwise, it looks pretty much like a normal van. There's really pretty minimal features. There's no backup cameras or anything. There's just sort of a car.
I can't wait to travel in this thing.
I wish there was a backup camera, because then it would be...
Meow.
Meow.
I was going to say, because then it would be actually in its anus. So
that is, in fact, the reason it doesn't have a backup camera.
Oh, sit down.
So I guess the way to find out is to try and sit in the driver's seat.
Well, if we don't sit in the driver's seat, does it go anywhere?
Is that what you're doing?
It seems to be sentient.
Yeah, I mean,
for the very
I wouldn't presume to control the creature.
All right, then no, you don't need to drive. It drives itself.
All right.
All right, so we take the cat to the surface.
All right, so it drives into a wall but doesn't go through the wall. It hops into a hedge gate, which appears almost out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then you emerge into a totally normal-looking intersection in Kansas City.
Are we wet?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to roll down my window and let all the water
open up the door?
And Abernathy is still in his thong and kimono.
I didn't think this one through. He slips the army fatigue pants on, nothing else.
Yeah, in fact, in the intersection just on the other side of the bridge.
Okay.
Abernathy just shakes himself dry like a dog.
Okay.
We should probably...
Yeah, Mason, I want
to
go home.
Yeah, we should head home.
Yeah.
And on that, we'll go back to Wolf.
Oh, boy.
Alone in the room.
With the caveat.
So... Wolf calls the front desk, tells him there's been an accident involving the caviar jar, and he's going to need a new room.
All right.
I imagine him, he's got it up to his chest now.
Excuse me, but there's been an incident with the caviar.
Oh, so is that why we've been hearing reports of fish eggs floating in the bay?
Yes, I apologize for that deeply.
It's all right, sir. It happens from time to time. We really ought to improve the bottomless charms. Last time it was crawfish.
Yes.
That explains so much and so little at the same time.
So, they ask you to come down to the desk. They give you a new key to a new room. This one is a lot less fancy than the other one because you were already in one of the better rooms they had available. This one is more of just a normal stateroom with a one king bed and an easy chair, a balcony, a window, and a bathroom.
All right. Cool. Wolf's alone, right?
Yep.
Okay. He's going to, first of all, call the front desk and ask about that... appointment with the needle and thread therapist that was brought up?
Oh, yes, the needle and thread counselor. We have that on schedule for lunch today. In fact, you're cutting it rather close.
Oh, great. I will, could we actually push that back about an hour?
Certainly, sir. I believe you're the only appointment today.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course, sir.
And so, with that out of the way, Wolf is going to take out his cell phone, and he's going to call Vic.
All right, I'm going to stop drawing Merlin, and get back into character.
We don't have to do this on camera.
Okay. Well,
I think, this is a very Wolf thing to do right
babe,
now.
Babe, I'm here if you need me.
I think I'd like to play this out. I think this is important.
All right.
Didn't have enough bread dripping on the table.
Yeah, here we go.
He calls Vic.
You probably gets to about a ring and a half, and then Vic just answers it, and he's, he said, and he just says, Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. It sounds kind of, sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you. It sounds like you're underwater.
Yeah. I'm at a theme park, so...
Oh, sweet! You guys are having fun. Wait, is this for, work?
For me, yeah. Everyone else just went home, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we chartered a bus.
Cool. I'm kind of, doing stuff for, season 2 right now.
You in L.A.?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, could I come visit?
What, right now?
Well, not right now, obviously. I'm in,
I don't know, yeah,
somewhere
sure.
In the southeast, but, yeah, I need to talk to you about something, and I would like to do it in person, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure. Hold. Tell me when. I'll make sure my place is in order.
I don't know. When's good?
I ain't got really much of anything going on. Like hell, tomorrow. You still got the portals, right?
Yeah. I could do tomorrow. I could do tomorrow. Sure.
Cool. All right, great. Cool. Yeah, just give me a heads up when you're in LA.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you later, Vic.
Yeah, sure. You said hi to everybody else, right?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Quiet on set. Where's Vic?
Oh. Be right there. Sorry, they're calling me over. All right.
No, you got work. All right. I'll talk to you later. All right,
later.
Bye.
I didn't realize we were filming for season 2 that early.
The promo.
Okay, cool.
Not the real season 2.
It's me, Vic Cooper, here to tell you about season 2. You remember all those other lovable characters? Well, I said, fuck you.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
So.
Always.
So, how you doing?
Oh, I see. You want me to put you in a scene?
I thought we'd go somewhere else, but sure, fine.
So,
I'm down.
You, after your call, you go down to the concierge, and you are led to the hospitality wing, which is just when you walk in. It's a very calming atmosphere with soothing music. There's like a big, it looks like a fountain until you step through the door. And then you see people sitting on the side, soaking their feet in the waters and sort of humming and hawing in meditative ways. All of them have the sort of look of freshly converted beings. You kind of recognize that wariness and that uncertainty in their eyes that you know you hold in your own heart. And there's sort of gentle waterfalls and neatly dressed attendants at the desk who guide you inside of this facility. You pass signs for all different types of beings, things that you maybe hadn't even considered before, and services to help them along their journeys. And eventually you make it outside of a unremarkable office marked string and thread guidance. Needle and thread guidance.
All right. I open the door.
So when you first walk in the door, it doesn't seem to be occupied. But once you sort of step in, you do notice a small woman who was concealed behind a very large monitor on the desk. And her appearance sort of flickers when she first sees you, and her face sort of morphs from something you can't quite understand into a very human face, a very average human face, with a soft nose and soft cheeks and round eyes and a tightly wound bun of brown hair. Oh, good, you're here. You must be James.
Hi.
She extends her hand.
He takes it, shakes it. I'm very sorry. I wasn't really prepared to have any therapy, sort of.
Oh, this isn't therapy. This is simply a place for you to talk through your new existence. I'm told that you're newly converted.
That's a way to put it, yes.
Okay. She closes the door. Please sit.
Yep, okay. He takes a seat. Not used to being on this side of the thing.
Yes, I'm told it's rather disconcerting to be back in the hedge after one has escaped.
Yeah. I wasn't entirely sure if I was for a while there, but, Good to know.
Well, first of all, I should say that my name is Dr. Jensen, and I'm not a changeling. I'm a nymph, so...
I'm sorry, you're a what?
A nymph, yes. So,
A nymph, okay.
But I do have a way with emotions and with
helping people to relax. So I found it very helpful in helping people such as yourself adapt to your new lives. How have you been experiencing it so far?
It's been fine. Which is, as we both know, a perfect way to say I'm fucked up beyond belief and don't really know what I'm doing 95% of the time. And, yeah. It's been hard.
Oh, you poor thing. She sits on the love seat next to you and puts her hand on your knee. So, have you managed to gain energy yet?
Not willingly.
So you have done it unwillingly?
Yeah. My friend was on a shopping spree, and she was really drunk, and she was having a good time. And I had another friend who was, like, super embarrassed about the whole thing, and it just kinda...
Interesting. Well, first of all, I'd like to reassure you that this is completely natural, and you should not be ashamed to gain your energy in whatever way you need, although we do recommend that you do it in private. Many people find it a bit odd. Many changelings get a certain look on their face, which can arouse suspicion. So let's take a look here. She hands over a circular disc that's divided up into colorful sections with all manner of different emotions around it. Happiness, sadness, surprise, anger. And as it emanates out from the center, the divisions get smaller and more specific words appear. So from anger, it might be split into betrayal, into jealousy, things like that. So it seems like your, we will call this your thread. It sounds a bit like your thread. Let's say it sounds like it comes from some manner of positive feeling. So we'll be looking on the right side of this graph. And I think we might start with joy, because it does sound like one of your friends was experiencing joy. Would you say that's true?
No, that is completely true. This was... I don't want to call her shallow, but really all she really wants is, you know, nice stuff and to not worry. Like, she loves that stuff.
Okay.
So this was like a movie thing for her. She had a blast.
Interesting. But your other friend, now this is interesting, what we look when we're trying to diagnose our hungers is we look between different incidents to see what common qualities they share. You said your other friend was not experiencing good emotions. In fact, you said he seemed angry.
He wasn't so much angry as he was, like, really super embarrassed about the whole thing. She flung a Speedo at it. No, it was a thong. It wasn't a Speedo. She flung a thong at his head, and, yeah.
How would you say you feel remembering this?
Well, I felt kind of bad for him at the time, but in retrospect, it's, you know. It was cute. He's cute. He gets embarrassed easily. It's very charming.
Okay. Do any of these words on the very center of this dial, the very basic emotions, what of these would you say most describes that feeling?
He looks over and, love.
Love. So would you say that when the woman was happy and when the man was frustrated, that both of these moments inspired that love feeling for you?
A little bit. She was happy, and I like seeing her happy. It's kind of rare for her, and he was embarrassed. And, you know, I don't like seeing him like that, but it is charming.
All right. Well, I think that moving forward, you should try to seek out more instances in which you feel that same love emotion and see if perhaps next time you can do it on purpose. Or perhaps you can inspire a feeling of love, the same type of feeling, in someone else.
Huh. Sorry, I just got off a phone call, like, literally right before I came here. I might have a chance to try this out, so that'll be fun. That'll be interesting. That's not gonna suck.
Oh, that's lovely. That's always wonderful to hear. Now, most people will have something else that they can do. Generally, it's easier to find your thread, because these are things which you feel internally and that give you life. The needle are generally more external things that you can give or do or inspire in others. Have you had any experiences in life which gave you energy by giving something to someone else?
He looks over the wheel and, counselor.
Counselor.
That's when I do that, I know I'm at my best.
Well, since we don't have anything else to go on, I'm assuming you would tell me if you had had another incident.
I've only been like this for, like, 4 days at this point.
Very good. All right, well then, perhaps you should try giving someone some advice and guidance and see if perhaps you are able to feed your energies from that.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Certainly. Wow, that went quick. I can't believe it's already time.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Doc.
Of course. And she sort of leans in and gives you a sort of professional and sort of unprofessional hug and leans back and she goes, ah, and now I feel all topped off too. Thank you very much.
Hey, does it get easier?
Does what?
Being like this.
Well, I was born this way, so I can't tell you what it might be like for you, but, well, and I don't generally see clients more than once, since most people only need my help once, but, I certainly like to think that all of life gets easier once we know how to go about it.
I appreciate that.
Of course.
Thanks.
Have a good day. So, what does Wolf do after that?
I think after that, Wolf would probably go back to the hotel, pick up the folding chair. Then he'd go to the casino area. Is it easy to find the Freemasons? I assume finding 40 guys all named Mason.
Well, they were scattered by the guards earlier, but it is easy to pick up their soapbox rallying. They are shouting.
I am so glad that we're sticking to that name.
I mean, it's so solid. Why wouldn't we use that?
So yes, you find them rather easily.
Okay.
Also, John looks pissed every time we talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just sigh as hard as you can, bud.
I have no words.
There's a lot here. There's a lot to unpack. Okay. So Wolf's gonna find Mason 2.
Hello, sir. Would you like to read our pamphlet?
Sure. Thank you. Would you like a map to tell you how to blow this place up?
Gee, I guess so. If you got one. That seems a little too good to be true.
Sure, I'll trade you.
Is he still drunk?
Yeah, he is. He holds out his beer stein, and you put the map inside of the cylinder.
By the way, lay off the booze, my friend. It's going to be hard to get people to take you seriously if you're inebriated. And two, try to figure out if Mason is short for something.
He's short.
Short for, I don't understand. Is that like a...
Perhaps instead of Mason, you could be Jameson.
Oh, I do like Jameson. The bartender gave me some last night. It was the first I'd ever had.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. Not going to deal with that.
Oh, being free is awesome.
Yep, yes it is. It really, really is. And
people are revolution.
Viva la river, yeah. And Wolf's gonna continue dragging his chair through the casino. Mm-hmm. On his way towards the dock, because I assume casino, dock.
Yeah.
He's gonna get to the dock. Excuse me. Hi. Hello?
Hello, sir. Yes. Hello.
Reginald. Hi. How you doing?
I'm quite good, sir.
Could I get a ride to Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. Well, it's not one of our standard destinations, but yes, we can recalibrate the bridge. He jumps down off his stool and climbs up a ladder to the back. There's like a long counter behind the counter where they keep all of their ledgers for different voyage crews. And on top of that is a very complex looking mechanism with knobs and wheels and gyroscopes and a big sort of grid with a green line and a sine wave. And he pulls up a map and starts punching in different destinations. And on the map, you see a line that just seems to, at this point, cross the southern United States in a horizontal, tip up on one side to meet the bottom of California. And then he sort of dusts his hands on his pants and hops down with a little thump and then climbs back up on his chair. Yep, there we go. You're still taking the Percys, sir.
Sounds great. Love those guys.
Righto.
Cool. Are they ready to go?
Should be. He checks his quartered clock and finds the hand just cresting the evening after dinner time slot, and he goes, yep, should be just in, sir.
Great. Once the boat arrives.
They're on their 16th of 20-hour shift.
Jesus.
God, this place is immoral and awful. Great. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. May the revolution spare you.
May the what now?
And,
is my boat there?
It is. You see the captain with his bushy mustache standing at the top. Oh, hello, it's you again. Yes, with
hello,
the car.
Hello?
With the car.
Yes, the car. The car has turned into a cat. I have to deal with that. Now, before we go.
Sounds adorable, Wolf. Sir.
So, Wolf is going to find the largest motherfucker he can. She's just kind of hanging out by the docks.
Yeah, I mean, he's the same race as the little globby dudes, so he is still shorter than you, but he is built like a Mack truck and unusually large for his kind. He has exactly 3 hairs on his very shiny head.
That's how you know he's the alpha.
Yeah, ooh. 3 hairs. Holy shit.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if I gave you $20 and this chair, could you, like, wreck some shit?
Yes, sir.
$20 and the chair.
He eats the $20 and picks up the chair.
Have a good day. May the revolution be on your favor.
Yes, sir.
I like to imagine as Wolf boards his boat, this guy just fucking shot.
Yeah,
puts it into a window.
What happens as the boat takes off? Is the big guy stands with his hand on the chair, kind of looking dumbly at it. And once the boat is a good 100 yards away, you see him very nonchalantly pick up the chair, put it on his shoulder, walk over to Reginald at the counter, and cool as a cucumber, just swing the chair directly at his head and send him bouncing like a pinball against the 2 sides of the shelving in the kiosk. And all of the others run to him and get summarily decked by the chair. And within moments, the entire dock is in utter chaos. As you see shortly behind that, the balls rolling off of the bubble track and fire starting.
He killed him.
My God. Fire starting underwater.
Fire starting in the amusement park rides, only to be doused immediately and then relit.
In perpetuum.
Yes. They are eager but not smart, the Masons. And the chaos rules as you get further and further and further away until at long last you see all the lights in this massive hive of activity dim at once. And from the top of the tallest tower, a little globe which has been stuck on the top with a spire sticking out the top as if impaled on this massive structure begins to shake, and bubbles begin bursting out of the bottom, and it is slowly, with great force, moved up the spire until it is free, and you see that it is one massive escape pod with a bunch of rioting masons inside, which is going steadily up towards the surface in a blaze of watery glory as all of the people below descend into pandemonium. And that's where we'll end our session for today.
That sounded like an episode of Rick and Morty.
Wolf didn't want to do that at that point, but...
Wolf, you just murdered everyone there.
They can breathe underwater.
One buff little dude was enough to start the revolution.
Yes.
All you need is one folding chair. That's all you need.
There's a message for us in here.
Everyone should carry a folding chair.
There's a message, but we're not going to explore it, because that was supposed to be funny.
Wow.
Oh my god.
It can be both.
Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell was created by Buckle Nagel and Stephen Pope and produced by Buckle Nagel, Stephen Pope, and Deanna Venable. Editing and mixing done by Stephen Pope and John Tompkins. The players are Deanna Venable as Darla, Garrett Schmickle's Abernathy, Stephen Pope as Wolf, Michael Morris as JD, John Tompkins as Mason, and Buckle Nagel running the game. Hunter the Vigil 2nd Edition is created and published by Onyx Path Publishing. Find us online at Uncanny Show on Twitter and at UncannyValleyShow.com. Make sure to check out other Save and Throw Show productions like Wild Cards or Experience Pointers wherever you get your podcast. And hey, have a good night.